This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It's been a busy week at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. We're speaking with Dennis Feltgen there. Dennis, how are things looking as it's now Tropical Storm Hannah continues to approach the east coast of the United States, and then we'll go on to other storms?
All right. Well, let's start with Anna first. As you mentioned, it is a tropical storm. And the good news is we do not expect it to be at hurricane strength when it makes landfall. The center of the storm as we speak is sitting about 375 miles south-southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. Another way to look at that is about 110 miles east of Daytona Beach, Florida. Hannah's picked up some forward speed, moving northwest at 20 miles per hour. Looks like a turn more to the north will happen later today, and to a turn to the northeast, and a pickup in forward speed on Saturday. So on that track, the center of Hannah will be near the southeast coast of the United States this afternoon and tonight.
Isn't 20 miles an hour very fast for one of these storms?
In that part of the world, it really isn't. It's starting to be picked up around the big area of high pressure to its southeast, and a little bit of help in the upper atmosphere as well that'll race it to the northeast over the weekend. And that's certainly good news. You know, these things hang around at inland for days, then you got a horrific flooding event. Not that we're not going to get a lot of rain out of this.
It's not going to be a hurricane. It will be a tropical storm. But what is it going to be like? It's going into this low-lying, marshy, and Outer Bank Island area along the part of the coast there?
Well, Hannah is expected to produce rainfall accumulations of 3 to 7 inches from coastal South Carolina, north through North Carolina, on up into central Virginia, Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania. Could be some isolated maximum amounts of 10 inches. So, yes, there is the potential for flash flooding, particularly in the northern middle Atlantic states and all the way up into southern New England.
Okay, behind Hannah, Hurricane Ike, and I think Ike is a hurricane, not a tropical storm, and it's headed for you, isn't it?
Well, it is heading in the general direction of the extreme southeastern United States, including the state of Florida and including the city of Miami. We are certainly in that day 4 and day 5 cone of concern, as we call it. Ike remains a pretty powerful hurricane. It's 120 mile per hour sustained winds right now, and that makes it a Category 3 hurricane, a major hurricane. We do expect some weakening in the storm over the next 24 hours, but Ike is expected to strengthen again back up to a major hurricane. Exactly where it's going to go right now, a bit difficult to say. The skinny black line that we always refer to that you're not supposed to concentrate on now brings it through the Florida Straits and over the Florida Keys and maybe into the Gulf of Mexico. However, as we always say, hurricanes are not a dot on a map. They impact a large geographical area, so this could still have a very significant impact across South Florida and Central Florida as well.
You are at the National Hurricane Center, so even though this is a bad thing happening, you must be excited about it.
Well, there's not a meteorologist worth his degree that doesn't get excited about storms, absolutely. It's hurricanes that got me interested in weather when I was 8 years old. That did it for me. The weather bug was there. The defective gene was triggered. But our first mission here and our primary mission is the protection of lives and property, and there's really no higher calling, and that is our mission here.
Okay, and these storms do cause that. We're going on to that story next. Dennis Feltgen of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, thank you.
Thank you.